You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. It's a natural fact. The appeal to nature and the martial arts. In the field of logic, an important area of study is that of logical fallacies, mistakes of logic to which we are all susceptible. I've discussed some of these fallacies in earlier episodes of The Martial Brain. Today, I will talk about the fallacy called the appeal to nature. This fallacy has two forms. One is the argument that if something is natural, it is good. The other is the argument that if something is unnatural, it is bad. How does this relate to the martial arts? If you do a Google search for natural martial arts, you will get a number of hits. Most of these will be articles which make some sort of claim that uses the word natural in reference to their particular martial arts program. Many times, the claim will assert that their martial arts program is a form of exercise that is a natural alternative to medical treatment for what ails you. Other claims declare that their program uses more natural motions than many others. So what's wrong with describing your product as natural? The first problem with the appeal to nature is to define the words natural and unnatural in the first place. No small feat. Centuries ago, the word natural had a different connotation than it does today. Religion had a greater influence over the culture. Belief in magic was more prevalent as well, and the word natural referred to the world around us as we observe it, as distinguished from things that were magical, like ghosts, fairies, demons, and angels, which we cannot observe and were referred to as supernatural. The words science and scientist did not yet exist. People who did science were referred to as natural philosophers, meaning those who studied and thought about what could be observed around them. An important point here is that under this meaning, humans were included as part of the natural world, obviously since other humans were not supernatural creatures and were easily observable. If we were using this meaning, natural martial arts would mean non-supernatural martial arts. Well, I'm all for that, but I don't think that's what is meant by the phrase as it is used today. One common current connotation of the word natural is as an expression of an anti-science bias. This is especially prevalent when used to describe food or, and I'm using scare quotes here,
alternative medicine.
By the way, I love the description that the brilliant skeptical musician and comedian Tim Minchin uses for alternative medicine. Mr. Minchin says that alternative medicine is medicine that has been proven not to work, or has not been proven to work. Do you know what you call alternative medicine that has been proven to work? Medicine. One form of alternative medicine is even called naturopathy. So this definition for natural could read, unsullied by the corrupting touch of technology. If we follow this definition to its logical conclusion, several questions come to mind. Clothing is a form of technology, and therefore not natural. Are natural martial arts practiced au naturel? Any weapon that is not part of your body is by definition not natural. So do natural martial arts styles reject weaponry training? The wearing of any kind of protective padding is an obvious use of technology. Should its use be avoided? I know these arguments may seem a bit silly, but if you're going to appeal to nature, where do you draw the line between natural and unnatural? Another definition of natural that I've heard is As nature intended. What is the intention of nature? The answer for many religious people is to describe what the deity that they each worship intended, usually using a sacred text for guidance. With the wide diversity of religions in the world, there would likewise be a wide diversity of intentions, many of which would be in conflict with one another. The answer for more secular people is that the universe doesn't possess consciousness, and therefore has no intention. So far as I can tell, the practice of martial arts is by definition unnatural. So is exercise. I don't know of another animal besides humans which, outside of play and of its own volition, engages in exercise for the sake of exercise. The act of putting deep thought into and then creating a martial arts style and then practicing this style is unnatural. As a matter of fact, if natural means that man has not tampered with it, martial arts altogether is unnatural. This would make the phrase natural martial arts an oxymoron. It seems to me that it's difficult to impossible to arrive at a definition for the word natural upon which we all can agree. Even if we resolve the question of definition, we're left with the fallacy that natural is good and unnatural is bad. Consider the claim made by some that the practice of their particular martial arts style is a natural alternative to medical treatment. Not only is the maker of such a claim committing the logical fallacy of the appeal to nature, he or she is also committing the false dichotomy or false choice fallacy as well, implying that only two possibilities exist. One, where you practice the natural martial arts and stay away from the doctor, and the other, where you see your doctor, but don't practice a natural martial arts style. Why isn't it possible to do both? Again, this particular claim smacks of an anti-science bias. So, is it true that if something is natural, it is good? Can we think of some things that are natural, but bad? How about arsenic, cobra venom, the fact that the sun will eventually grow into a red giant and destroy the earth, the Ebola virus, crab lice, aging, roaches, periodic ice ages, poison ivy, the inevitable heat death of the universe, shingles, guinea worm, Google guinea worm if you want to be horrified, smallpox, which, by the way, has been eliminated from the world through the systematic use of vaccines, more of that pesky evil technology, and hemorrhoids. Can we think of some things that are unnatural but good? How about wheelchairs, indoor toilets, eyeglasses, books, the low infant mortality rate as a result of modern medicine, the internet, no one dying of smallpox because medical science eliminated it from the world through the systematic use of vaccines, cardiac pacemakers, organ transplants, movies, prosthetic limbs, hearing aids, kidney dialysis, and ambulances. Now, please don't misunderstand my meaning here. Technology can absolutely be misused, and the misuse can cause problems, like climate change. But I put it to you to contemplate this. The problems caused by technology can possibly be solved by more and especially better technology. The problems caused by pseudoscience cannot be solved by more pseudoscience. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for the Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.